and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Test.
There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead, we better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Well, welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. The show today, my name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show. I don't like calling it a show, but I guess everybody does. They call these radio broadcast shows and what have you. Family, this week I want to focus on Child Protective Service. That's a contradictory of terms, but I'm going to talk about Child Protective Service in all kinds of different ways. I want to meld in together the New World Order and their agenda, up to current news and what's really behind this news that you're being given, and the New World Order agenda as it applies to stealing your children. But you know what's discouraging sometimes, even for me, and it's something you got to keep yourself going. I got to keep myself going, but I'll tell you why. I'm finding that people, as a rule, do not want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear it. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. So what do? It's frustrating. And then they say, well, who are you? Blah, 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 you know, all that kind of stuff. I said, well, fine. Do you want to see the evidence? They don't want to even see the evidence. They run. Get mad. Hide. Block. Hang up. Something. I don't know. Whatever. Even if they don't like you, you see, and they want to prove you wrong, they don't. They just, you know, get mad at you, start insulting and all this other stuff. People avoid the truth like the plague. That is so backwards. I don't comprehend that. I don't understand it. I want to know the truth. That seems so surreal to even have to explain it. People, in fact, run away from the truth. You know, now when you start learning about the New World Order and you start, your mind is finally open to it, then you're like a sponge. Well, the New World Order, the globalists, the Illuminati, the secret societies, Masons, Knights of Malta, the Vatican, all these that's involved in this heresy, this garbage that they put up, they understand this. So they feed you 80% truth, but they deviate with their controlled opposition, pretending to be truth tellers, deviate 20%. So they bring truth in, about 80% truth, to hook you, like a fuller brush salesman, and then they lie the other 20%, or misdirect you in another, put you in another direction of the real instigators or the real agenda. It's kind of sleight of hand. That's how they do it. Family, they got councils and committees, and it goes back generations upon generations, carried from one generation to the next. Family, they plan 100 years in advance. And that's minimal. It's a supernatural war that we're in. We're taught, all I can think of it in terms, it might not be this way, but if you read it from my perspective here, a one-dimensional, we're given a one-dimensional perspective. I was a former U.S. Marine commander. I was a captain when I got out. And for like 17 years, I dealt in military operations, and then 12 years of Marines, another 5 to 8 years, then added to it more than 17, actually, way more than 17, anti-terrorism and so forth. Self-protection, home protection, hand-to-hand combat, you know, and then force protection of high-level, State Department-level operations I've been involved in. Project manager for a project in Congo. You say, so I've not been an armchair quarterback here on the internet. I've been in the middle of it. Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, Congo, and so forth. Okay, that being aside, so I'm not speaking from just internet research and looking at YouTubes. I've been in the middle of it. I've had my butt on the line and in high-stress areas, etc., etc. Okay. I have seen the New World Order in action, even though I didn't realize it when I was working in these places. And so I've been, you know, I have been surrounded by terrorists, the Albanians at one time, that in the border of Kosovo and Serbia. We talked our way out of this. I was working with a lieutenant that was in a Russian military and a Greek democratization officer in the OSCE back in 1999, near 2000. I mean, I've been in some nasty places. But family, here's the one-dimensional part. Even I had no idea, not a clue about what I'm talking about today then. No idea. I just knew the UN was corrupt, and I knew that I was a security manager in the Eastern Region working for OSCE, International Organization, not Americans, and they put me in as security manager for the Eastern Region of Kosovo. I was one of 5 in Kosovo to protect internationals as they were trying to rebuild Kosovo after Wesley Powderpuff Clark, a general in the U.S. Army, and NATO destroyed Kosovo as part of the New World Order. He's nothing but a liar anyway, Wesley Clark, just like Boykin and the rest of them. False, paganistic patriots. They are absolutely not patriots by no stretch of the imagination, because they are Knights of Malta or Rhodes Scholar, and that makes them belong to the New World Order. And that's an absolute fact. Don't let it fool you. They're liars. Now, that being said, I feel much better. But nevertheless, I was responsible for making sure programs were set up and security procedures to protect the internationals as they worked in 5 different areas to rebuild the Kosovo we destroyed. For no reason. other than to target not only the Albanians, they didn't know it, but work with the Albanian mafia, and also to target the Orthodox Christian Serbs to cause conflict in Kosovo, not help it. I was there, I know. And I became a whistleblower in the year 2005. The coming Balkan Caliphate by Chris Delisio, chapters 3 and 6, details my experiences and evidence of what I'm talking about. Nevertheless, point is, the one-dimensional thinking we think of as protecting our country by sending military over here and fight wars. Then I'm over there, you know, we're over there protecting people by setting up security procedures and all this sort of thing. No, family. The war is here in America. It's in your schools. It's in your politics, your finances. While we're over there thinking we're fighting for freedom, which is a baloney, we never have in our history, actually. It's been a lie ever since Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, another fraud, absolutely was. Edward Bernays coined the word fighting for freedom in the early 1900s. They're all Luciferian, and that's a fact. You may not like me saying it, but I will tell you anyway, and it's proven over and over. They fooled us in thinking we fight wars on the other side against an enemy that's against us, but it's not true. The enemies are set up ahead of time by Jesuits. Abraham Lincoln confirms this even in 1860s. It's carried from generation of Jesuit to generations. Illuminati from generation to generation. You say, how do they do that? Because they are driven by a Luciferian agenda. It is supernatural what's going on. No human being has the mental capacity to formulate these kind of plans and make sure they carry them through. But you know what holds them through, hold them back? Is the power of God, literally. And because there's praying, righteousness, supplication, God holds back Satan and his minions until such time that righteousness starts disappearing. And then Satan gains more ground. It happened in the Garden of Eden. Happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Happened on the earth in the flood. Nothing new under the sun. What's going to happen again as in the days of Noah? It's coming this way. Now, I don't give a hoot if you're a four-star general, cosmic top secret level. Man, you don't have a clue what you're doing. I'm telling you right now, I promise you, you don't. And everybody's caught up in the ranking, and they're caught up in the importance of their briefings and all that, and the Council of Foreign Relations, but it means nothing. They don't understand the supernatural. Now, the ones that are involved in supernatural, they actually believe they're going to win. And they will not. But they will have a win period of some kind. But they'll be placated. Because that win will end, and it will just get plain old ugly. You know what they call that? They call that the tribulations. You see, they call it the tribulations. And they are coming. When? Don't know when. Don't need to know when. God knows. All we need to do is keep preaching the truth. Trying to care about each other. But that's what's the most important. Right now, they've targeted the children. The fraud called ADHD doesn't exist. It's a lie. The drugs is used to give drugs to your children. The International Rights of the Child Treaty, I'll talk about all this in detail this week. Starting today, tomorrow, next day. International Rights of the Child is designed to steal your children. Now, people don't want to hear that. It's so negative. But it's also so true. Euthanasia for your child under the age of 18 will be passed. Allowing your child that's disabled, that's the way they're going to start it first. And they're working on a Disabilities Act of some sort that's going to circumvent and aid, not circumvent, but to aid the International Rights of the Child, that once it's passed or signed by America, they tried to do it in 1989 to get it signed. A treaty overrides the Constitution. Doesn't exist anyway. The Constitution doesn't. But a treaty overrides it even if it did. It overrides the Constitution. That gives your child the right to commit suicide legally, and there's not a thing you can do about it. I would think people would want to know that, you know, just off the top of my head. But they don't. They run from the knowledge of what I've just said. They take off with their go-fasters and kids. Pew! Gone. They watch some stupid soap opera, watch some silly golf game or whatever else while they're passing these laws in Oregon. So your child can kill themselves and there's nothing you can do about it, and you go to jail if you try to stop them. And that's a fact. I would think that would be important in my mind. I think that they'd want to form a lobbying group in Oregon to stop that legislation. Just off the top of my head, you know. But they don't. I tell you, that really makes me mad. Sometimes it really makes my toes split open and wide and firm and curl. That people that dadgum cotton-picking lazy or into denial. I hate denial. That word denial drives me bananas. When people go into denial, it just really torques my jaw. But they do. Because why? Been trained by the education system. Since when? Since 1908. The war family has not been overseas in Germany, France, Italy, Japan. That's not where the war has really been. That was to get you away from your children so they could work on your kids and you for generations upon generations. The war is here at home. The war we fought, the Vietnam and Korea, all that's been pre-planned. You heard me correct. Can be proven, has been pre-planned, and the end of the war, the victor, has already been determined with 100% chance of success. That's how war is really being fought. Now, that ought to get your attention. World War I and II, the end of the war was already determined. The only thing that stopped a world government in 1943-44 was their phase six falling apart. But they just readjusted and brought the Nazis over to America in Operation Paperclip. They just readjusted it. So the win that they had was simply covered over. Made us think that we won. They didn't get their New World Order, though. You know why they never have achieved it yet? Because God is in control. That's what the four-star generals and high-level masons and legislators and CEOs and whoever else, 10 buck, 2 Elmer Fudd, I don't care. They don't realize this. This is why they don't make their deadlines. God's in control. They're absolutely not, and there's not a darn thing they can do about it. Only thing they can do, though, is over a period of generations, get the people to turn away from God. Well, then they got their foot in the door. Now, that's what's going on today. Same-sex marriage, passing euthanasia, suicide laws, legalizing drugs, abortion. Now they're getting somewhere. Because as soon as they change the thinking of the children that are adults today to accept this kind of thinking, new age thinking, just like in the Garden of Eden, we turn away from God, God's coming down on you. Nothing new under the sun. 1930, Charles Francis Potter, educator, said, and I quote, 1930, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. And that's a fact. That's 1930. So when he said it in 1930, they didn't just start it in 1930. It goes back to when John Dewey and Horace Mann, alleged fathers of American education, both were humanists. And the religion of the Antichrist, the religion of Satan for mankind, is secular humanism. That is the religion. Split off in all kinds of different ways, the occult and so forth. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, as I do. And then I'm just going to get on into it. And part one today. And I'm going to let the Lord lead me on this one. Now these commanders and generals and admirals who were former SEALs and all this important people, they better come to grips with what the reality is. Otherwise, they're going to get lost in the shuffle. I'm telling you right now. It's a supernatural world we live in, and it's driven by a supernatural agenda. If they don't understand this, they're going to lose their families, their homes, their lives for an eternity. This is not something to play with. It's got nothing to do with top secret, cosmic top secret, or whatever the heck they got. Means nothing. You see. The churches are liars. The churches are leading you away from Jesus. In very sneaky, sometimes subtle, and sometimes not so subtle ways. Using corrupt Bibles except for the King James. And this can be proven. That the King James Bible is literally the only true word of God. And these lying so-called theologians come up with all this nonsense can be destroyed. Contradictions in the Bible. No, there's not. Not a one. Misstatements. No, there's not. Not a one. When you challenge them, they run. Every single time. Or they try to smooth you over with some kind of theological debate that will lose every time. But nobody wants to hear the truth. Well, I ain't stopping. I'm not going to stop till I'm either dead or I run out of electricity. That's just the way it is until such time that the paradigm happens and we're on another plane, so to speak. I'm going to be putting this broadcast together in my head as I go along, so I don't really run with a script and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I just, that's kind of how I do it. I let the Lord lead me. I'm strictly on His side. I used to be a patriot, and I used to get all into the rah, 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 three-cornered hats and all that sort of thing. But family, I'm sorry, I tell you right now, I follow Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. Nothing else whatsoever. You see, because I know that's where it's going to come down to. It's about the supernatural. That's the bottom line of what's going to happen. That's the bottom line. Even in the IMF, they had that lady that talks with IMF, she started coming out with numerology recently. You know, I may play that if I can find it today. I mean, they're throwing this out in front of you. They want you to know what they're up to. They want you to know how they're driven. To the point that they're just throwing it right in your face. And I will, if I don't get it today, I'll cover it tomorrow. Nope, I got it. Christine Lagarde of IMF. I've got it here. I'll play it. And, you know, they want you to know that they're involved in the occult. You understand? I'm going to give you some of their details and their plans today. And then we're going to move on into then part two tomorrow. Today I'm going to talk about the ADHD and what have you and so forth. And the International Rights of the Child, I'm going to cover again today and some of their plans. But all week long, I want to uncover that. And also, I'd like to talk toward the end of the week about how to uncover the tricks that these so-called theologians, pastors, priests, and popes, and rabbis are using to keep you away from Jesus. They got tricks, ways they're taught to how to avoid talking about repentance, talk about salvation. I'm going to show you their tricks. And this is a majority. It has nothing to do with denomination. All denominations, all religions, bar none. Religion was designed to hide Jesus Christ. That's what religion's for. Start wars and steal your money. Kill people. That's what religion, all religions are about. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about salvation. He is the creator of this universe. Jesus Christ was the angel of the Lord before he was the only begotten Son of God. He was both. Boy, that ought to get your eyebrows up and running, huh? Bible supports it. I'm going to hit all areas. I'm going to shotgun blast it, but I'm going to cover details. Don't take my word for anything I say. Do your own research. Do your own. I do record my broadcasts. I put them up on archives at watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com, and you can draw down on my archives if you desire. Just do it. Just go there and register or whatever you want to do. I don't care if you register. Just do it. And then you check up what I see says this. Look at that date. Go search it out. Confirm it or not. If I make a mistake, heck, tell me. But you better have your stuff together because I do extreme obsessive research at all hours of the day and night because I want to know the truth without nothing bar me or stop me. That's how I see it. If I don't have the broadcast, man, I'd still be doing it on my own. I have a thirst for the truth, like everybody does in a lot of places, I would think. But we're stuck in all this TV and entertainment and sports, and that's exactly what it's for, is to keep you busy, tied up, and going around in circles. And, boy, it's working perfectly. That being said, let's get started. I like to sometimes dedicate the broadcast earlier, but I had some things I wanted to say and get over with today, because I'm going to hit you with a whole lot of stuff this week. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we know that all things are possible through prayer, but Father, we know we must be righteous in what we do, and Father, to follow what you've given us, Father, in the Bible and the commandments. But Lord, we know it's not easy to do. It's hard down here, but Father, we know that you, since your only begotten Son down here, knows exactly what we're going through. He came in the usual way. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that, Lord, through him we'll be saved, born again. But, Father, we need that Holy Spirit to guide us and to set up divine appointments that we can meet others and share in the gospel. Father, give us that wisdom discernment that we can get through the deception and help find the truth down to the root of all this evil. And, Father, we can expose it. Reprove it and bring it out to the light so, Father, we can defeat it. We can only defeat this through use. Father, we know this. So, therefore, Lord, we need your help. We need those angels to be loose from heaven. Surround us and protect us, Lord, as we do your will. Father, we pray for children, Lord, that they not be deceived. We pray for the parents to wake up. We pray for the parents to come out of this matrix that they've been developed into and born into. If all they can come to the true word of the gospel and to focus on their children, to undo what the schools have accomplished, Father, the humanistic ideas that's been put into their heads. Father, we call upon you to bless the homeschoolers. And Father, to use the homeschoolers, that the ones they teach, that can go out for others and to spread that truth and become an influence in the communities. Father, we pray for waking up and helping our veterans as they come back, Lord, that you protect them through this, their use of psychotropic drugs, to silence the voices of the technology putting those voices in their head. Father, we know about that, and many people do not know about the technology they're using. And Father, you render null and void the effects of these drugs they're putting in their system. Father, we call upon you to protect the children. If it be your will, Lord, that, or just bring them to your bosom. To protect the children, Lord, that's being abducted for these satanic sacrifices on these solstices and these occult holidays and all this, that, Lord, you find ways for them to escape, to be a ministry to others. Lord, we pray for families to come together. We pray, Father, for protection of our families, the healing of our loved ones. And Father, those that rejected Jesus, Lord, that use us for sanctification, for bringing others into the fold with Jesus. Father, we pray for our nation, that it will be awakened from its sleepy mode, that, Lord, that it will be awakened to the truth about the Illuminati, about the satanic worship, the secret societies that's going on in the highest levels of government, the business, the military. That, Father, they'll be awakened to what they're dealing with. Well, we can't do this without supernatural help. Father, to guide us this week as we share in the gospel, and Father, to touch others with your truth, that they'll see the importance of heading their lives toward Jesus Christ. In these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, that IMF, what a bunch of monkeys. Let me tell you what, Bretton Woods set up the IMF. It's powerful. The IMF is controlled by the Vatican. Bretton Woods, the Vatican, IMF, they're all connected. Your birth certificate's listed in the IMF. When you're born, your birth certificate goes to IMF. You are bonded for $1 million as a $1 million slave. Did you know that? That's facts. It's 1929. That's what you got the Social Security number for. Oh, surprise. And the birth certificate is bonded for $1 million that collected interest in a Swiss bank account under your name in capital letters. You are a dummy corporation. United States of America Incorporated is a dummy corporation. Got nothing to do with the country, red, white, and blue. Three-cornered hats, rah, rah, rah. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. We're a corporation, United States of America Incorporated. Walmart, it's all the same thing. That's what the lawyers and judges are under a blood oath by the Freemasons don't tell you. They know this. This keeps them working together, even though they pretend to be on either sides of plaintiff and the defense and plaintiff and the prosecutors and all that. They work together. They pretend to not in courtrooms. when you enter a courtroom and you go through that little wooden gate, you know, and you step from the where the people sit and watch, right, and you cross through that gate and you open up the gate and go sit down at your table to face the judge for whatever it is, no matter what it is. You got the fringes of the American flag behind the judge, who's probably a Freemason or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or a warlock, literally. I mean this literally. I know two of them in Winder, Georgia. So when you walk in that little area, when you walk in that little area and you sit down at that bench getting ready for the judge to do whatever, you've just entered another country. You've just went on a ship that's out past your country's limits. Did you know that? You're no longer in America. When you go to court, man, and you go through that little gate and the gate slings shut and you walk in that area where the court recorder is and the prosecutor's over there on the right and your little defense thing's on the left, you're no longer in America. I bet y'all didn't know that, did you? You're on a ship, man, out to sea. Then you might as well just go to court with a scuba suit on. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Huh? But I'll tell you what you might want to do sometime if you really got the brave to do it. I know I'm going to do it if it ever happens. I'm going to tell you that. Before I sit down, if I have to go to court for whatever it is, I'm going to challenge the judge if he's a Freemason or not. Let's see what happens. Because he's got to say yes or no. If he says yes, well, yes, I'm a Freemason, then he's got to recuse himself. Because he's taken a blood oath to lie. He's taking a blood oath to God to lie. The blood oath, if he's a 33rd degree Mason, oh Lord. Oof. Don't matter. First degree, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and 13th. Don't matter. They've taken a blood oath to lie. A blood oath by God to tell a lie. To keep secrets. I don't want that judge or lawyer on my side. So I'd ask him to recuse himself and get his butt off of there. And this, you know, or I'd demand a retrial or whatever. But he can't continue. That's the truth. Anyway, that'll be interesting to see what happens. Whatever comes down to it. That's the reality of your legal system. So now you add Child Protective Service in on that. You got your nasty cocktail right there. But I'm going to play this. This just recently, I think, Christine Lagarde was talking, IMF, and if I can find it here. She is briefing some folks. Okay, where are we here? One second, please. Here we go. And they hold nothing back on this at all. They hold nothing back. Now listen to this in an official briefing with the IMF Christine Lagarde director, or whatever you want to call her. This is what she says. Here we go. Because in this message, it is a message to the elite. But they want you to know it, though. That's the tricky part. They want you to know about it. And that means they think they have control. Here we go.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. As you can tell, I do as I'm told. And I thought I had to stand up at the time when my immediate predecessor would sit down. And clearly I failed. Good afternoon and thank you very much for having me with you. I would like to thank the National Press Club and especially President Angela Grilling-Keen for not only inviting me to this prestigious venue, but essentially presenting the outline of what I want to talk to you about now. So it's as if we had prepared that together, which we have not. Now let me first of all, of course, begin by wishing you all a Happy New Year. I guess it's still time to do that, given that we are just exactly halfway through between our Western New Year and the Lunar New Year, which will loom in a few weeks' time.
Here we go.
I think it's also appropriate to wish ourselves a happy new year, given what I would like to talk to you about, which has to do with the global economy and what we should expect for 2014. Now, I'm going to test you numerology skills by asking you to think about the magic seven. Okay? Most of you will know that seven is quite a number in all sorts of themes, religions, and I'm sure that you can compress numbers as well.
So, numerology. She's bringing out. She talks about compressing numbers. When you compress numbers, you get numerological numbers. Constants between 1 and 9, all numbers, no matter how large they are, can be compressed in a single number. That's how they do this. And the numbers have a lot to do with the frequency vibration. For in other words, 1 through 9 can be found by adding the numbers, which equals 45. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4. So 5 plus 4 is 9. So the number 1 through 9 is 9.
If we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, you drop the 0, 14, 2 times 7. Okay, that's just by way of example, and we're going to carry on.
Now, do you understand what happened there? So what most people hear is not what is what's going on. So let's listen to it again.
So if we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, wow. You drop the 0, 14, 2 times 7.
Now, she is deceptive here. She says you drop the 0, 14, 2 times 7. That's not what she means, really. They know what she means. We think it's 2 times 7 is 14, but that's not it. That's what people want to think it means, but I'll tell you what it really means here in a minute. Let her tell you. What she's actually doing is giving you a cult message. You see. But she wants you to know that. So 2014, you drop the 0, you got 2, 1, and 4. 4, 5, 6, 7. 2, 1, 4. 2 plus 1 plus 4 is 7. So 7 is a magic number there. So it has a double meaning. It's always a double meaning. Now, this is a high-level woman doing all this nonsense. They're not playing around here. You see, this isn't something here on YouTube.
Okay,
here we
that's
go.
That's just by way of example, and we're going to carry on. So 2014 will be a milestone and hopefully a magic year in many respects. It will mark the 100th anniversary of the First World War back in 1914. It will mark the 70th anniversary, drop the 0, 7, of the Bretton Woods Conference that actually gave birth to the IMF. And it will be the 25th anniversary of
five.
The fall of the Berlin Wall. 25th. Okay.
You see? 777. It's all going through. 25 is 2 plus 5 is 7. This is numerology nonsense.
It will also mark the 7th anniversary of the financial market jitters that quickly turned into the greatest global economic calamity since the Great Depression. The crisis still lingers. Yet, optimism is in the air. We've left the deep freeze behind us, and the horizon looks just a bit brighter. So my hope and my wish for 2014 is that after those 7 miserable years, weak and fragile, we have 7 strong years.
Number 7 is talked about covertly and overtly about 10 times here. She mentions from the very start, 2014 is a magic year. So you can determine that probably she's referring to July, the likely you think they are. Maybe they are. Who knows? But now she's giving you a month and a year, 2014, July, possibly. And now the date, possibly.
Now, I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it.
Now, the G20 is a financial grouping like the G7.
Now, I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it.
So then you get into the rumors around the YouTubers about July the 20th or something. Who knows? So they're playing this little stupid game on this highest level. They play these stupid games. But they're letting you know they're into numerology. That's the main thing. Even on an official briefing like this. You see. So they know the internet's going to buzz. So now they're counting on conspiracy theorists to then go crazy about all this. And they'll have their own controlled opposition pretending to be on your side to explain this to you. So they'll make sure you know that something's going on. You see how they do it? Very sneaky. So do they have something planned on July the 20th, 2014? Who knows? Is there a currency reset going to happen? A global currency reset? Who knows? It actually doesn't matter. Because they're going to lose anyway. Jesus Christ is the only real thing. He's the only real one. He's the only real way to salvation. And this is not mythology. This is not some religious show that you're hearing. This is reality, four-star general, that you don't know. If they're briefing the Council of Foreign Relations, they are briefing, in fact, the Illuminati. The Illuminati worships Lucifer, deal in numerology. These people are serious. But they're seriously going to go down if they don't straighten out and reject what they're doing and repent of what they're doing, because this is the only thing that's going to save them. Otherwise, they're going to go straight to living hell. And that hell is real. And it's eternal. And there's no getting out of it. Not one second. Once they're dead, their spirit goes to hell. The body goes to the ground. And then the great white throne judgment at the end of the 1,000-year millennium hadn't happened yet. Is then married up with their body. Doesn't matter whether they're cremated, head cut off, or whatever. Doesn't make any difference. God will bring that body back, translate it back to a supernatural form, will join with the soul and the spirit. They'll be judged and then sent to a level of hell of which they deserve, according to God. I'm just telling you what the scriptures talk about. That's all. I'm not making a judgment personally. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. That's it. The ones that accepted Jesus Christ will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. It's a completely separate event. Two different events. Judgment seat of Christ for those believers, the wheat. The ones that accept Jesus Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb. A second judgment are for those that rejected Jesus Christ, the wheat and the tares. That's it. And that's what's coming. This is the big play. This is the Super Bowl. If you want to go that way or whatever. All this other is distraction and cause you fear. But in the meantime, to control your children, they have drugs, ADHD, which is a false diagnosis. It's put on by ELF transmission or demonic possession. Being demonized. Demonized is not necessarily possession. But the demonization can cause possession of a child. You put the drugs in them, you're going to get possession. That's how they're doing it. Family, it's a supernatural war that you're in. Whether you like it or not, believe it or not, it is. You see. Now, when we get into Child Protective Service, there was a Senator Schaefer, Nancy Schaefer, was coming down upon him. And she was killed by her husband, shot her in the back while she slept, and then he killed himself, except he couldn't really come up with whether or not he shot himself in the mouth, in the head or in the chest. See, she was coming down the Child Protective Service. And real hard, too, as a matter of fact. The Child Protective Service is a legal way that they have to steal your children. And they focus on the low income first, those that's in drugs, and so forth. They try to find excuses. Nancy Schaefer was going to expose this evil CPS. And when they get lost in the system, you're not going to like this, I'm going to tell you anyway. They shuffle them to the CIA. And they use it for MK Ultra. They use them for experiments. They use it for all kinds of things. You have an evil, evil top level CIA. Some of the CIA officers don't even know what's going on in their own system. Well, CPS and CIA have a connection. Also with Congress and those in the Luciferian agenda. So the false diagnosis of ADHD then allows the administering of drugs to your children. And that's where possession takes place. Now, let's see what Nancy Schaefer's got to say about it. Now, she was State Senator Nancy Schaefer, speaked about Child Protective Service at a briefing. And every word she says is absolutely true. And you know that the CPS is one of the most corrupt, evil branches of government in America. Here we go.
Called Family Concerns, which was very effective all over the state of Georgia, and another one called Family Concerns Pregnancy Center. She has been in the Georgia State Senate for several terms and is a member of 6 Senate committees. Please welcome our good friend, Senator Nancy Schaefer.
Thank you, dear Phyllis, and thank you to all of you. I have served in the Georgia State Senate for 4 years. One of my greatest pleasures, other than my sonogram bill, was getting the resolution passed to stop the North American Union. However, for 4 years, I have been confronted with families struggling to remove their children from the clutches of Child Protective Services. I wrote a scathing report last year on the corruption in Child Protective Services, and an update and copies are out on the table. During the last session of the Georgia General Assembly, I introduced Senate Bill 415 relating to juvenile proceedings, and copies of that bill are attached to the report on the tables. The bill 415 called for the time allotted for the Department of Human Resources to provide emergency care to a child without a court order to be reduced from 7 days to 72 hours. It required a court order to enter the residence of a parent or guardian to seize a child. It called for family court to be open to the public. Confidentiality and secrecy in family court protects the wrong people. It provided that immunity in the system shall not extend to the seizures of children that are found to be in violation, nor to the administration of medication to a child over the objection of the parent or custodian, and it provided the state from applying for obtaining, receiving, or accepting adoption incentive payments under the Federal Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire built on taking children and separating families. This is not to say that there are not those children who do need to be removed from wretched situations and need protection. However, my report is concerned with the children and parents caught up in legal kidnapping. Having worked with probably 300 cases statewide and hundreds across the country, and in nearly every state, I am convinced there is no accountability in Child Protective Services. I have come to several conclusions. Two or three are, one, that poor parents, not always, but oftentimes, are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney and fight the system. That caseworkers and social workers are very often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence. They fabricate evidence, and they seek to terminate parental rights unnecessarily. that the separation of families and the snatching of children is growing as the business grows because state and local governments have grown accustomed to having these taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-growing budgets. That the bureaucracy is huge. Look at who is getting paid. State employees, attorneys, court investigators, guardian ad litems, court personnel and judges. There are psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on. All are looking to the children in state custody to provide job security. That the adoption and the Safe Families Act set in motion first in 1974 by Walter Mondale and later in 1997 by President Bill Clinton offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. In order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services would need more children. They must have merchandise that sells, and they must have plenty so the buyer can choose. Some counties often offer $4,000 to $6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional $2,000 for a special needs child. Employees work to keep the federal dollars flowing. But that is only the beginning figure in the formula in which each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. As you can see, this program is offered from the very top and is run by Health and Human Resources. This is why victims in Child Protective Services get no help from their legislators. It explains why my bill, Senate 415, suffered such defeat in the Judicial Committee, and why I was cut off at every juncture, and why I was defeated myself last month for my re-election by another Republican. That tax dollars are being used to keep this gigantic system afloat. Many grandparents have called me to get custody of their grandparents before being lost in the system. Grandparents who lose their grandchildren to strangers have lost their own flesh and blood. The children lose their family heritage, and grandparents, and parents too, lose the connection of their heirs. And that the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect in 1998 reported that 6 times more children died in foster care than in the general public, and that once removed to official safety, these children are far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation, than in the general population. Think what that number is today, 10 years later. Here are a couple of the recommendations on my list. Call for an independent audit of all state child protective services and for a federal congressional hearing on child protective services. Abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money. I have witnessed such injustice and harm brought to so many families that I am not sure if reform of the system is even possible. The system cannot be trusted. It does not serve the people. It obliterates families and children simply because it has the power to do so. What I have said to you in these few minutes is that we must confront the fraud in Child Protective Services. Child Protective Services seizes children using the very system that is paid for by the taxpayer who actually believes it is used to protect abused and neglected children. The bureaucracy of workers benefit financially by a system that converts children into cash while destroying their families and their lives. No child who emerges from the system can ever be sound or whole. Many disappear and never are ever heard from again. God will not stand for what is happening to our children and our families. His heart beats for these children. He will lift up the downtrodden. What is happening in America regarding child protective services is a criminal political phenomenon, and it must be brought to an end. Please join me in working to help set our children and our families free to whom much is given, much is required. As you pray for this nation, pray for the upcoming election, and for our national financial crisis, please pray for our children and for our families. We all must press on and win this race for America. Thank you very much.
Do you understand how dark...
Now, any questions there as to why she was assassinated? I think it's pretty obvious why she died. Family, this is serious business that's going on. I wanted to resurrect this speech that she gave, and I'm going to resurrect another one. Here we go.
To even visit with their children.
Whoops. On that.
These are crimes to even visit with their children. These are crimes against humanity for financial gain. Rights are removed from parents.
Okay, hold on a second. I think I made a boo-boo. One second.
Well, my name is Nancy
Schaefer. Oh, yeah, here we go. Whoops.
And
now we're cooking.
I'm from the state of Georgia in the United States. And thank you for your gracious invitation to join you tonight. And thanks to all of you who have made this incredible World Congress of Families number 5 in Amsterdam possible. It's a privilege for me to join you tonight and to be with you in some pro-family policy here. I will share with you on the unlimited power of Child Protective Services. I served in the Georgia State Senate, and after 4 years of viewing the ruthless and unsparing actions of Child Protective Services, also called CPS, which I will use tonight, I wrote a scathing report entitled The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. Thank you. The report cost me my Senate seat. Here's some copies of the report if you'd like to get one. However, there are causes worth losing over, and this is one. I'm going to talk about some of the problems and then some realistic maybe solutions for families and children, and maybe look to some steps that we can take. This is not to say that there are not those children in wretched situations who need to be removed. There are, and we all agree. But tonight, I'm talking about those children removed from their homes intentionally for profit. Children are seized unnecessarily from their families due to the federal aid created in 1974 entitled the Adoption and Safe Families Act. It offers financial incentives to the states that increase adoption numbers. To receive the adoption incentives or bonuses, local CPS must have more children. They must have more merchandise to sell. Funding is available when a child is placed in a foster home with strangers or placed in a mental health facility and medicated, usually against the parents' wishes. Parents are victimized by the system that makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning children to their parents. This is abuse of power. It is lack of accountability. And it is a growing criminal political phenomenon spreading around the globe. Oftentimes, but not always, poor parents are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney or fight the system. Being poor and lacking proper housing does not mean
your children should be removed. CPS has redefined poor to mean psychologically inferior. Therefore, it is in the best interest of the child to be removed. Best interest, of course, has also been redefined at the child's expense. It has been reported over and over that 6 times as many children die in foster care than in the general public. Once a child is legally kidnapped and placed in official safety, the child is far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation and or rape. Caseworkers and social workers are often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence, and they seek wrongly to terminate parental rights while being protected by state immunity. There is a huge bureaucracy made up of judges, court-appointed attorneys, guardian ad litems, social workers, state employees, court investigators, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on, who are looking to the children in state care for their job security. Judges have control over private living arrangements and income of 48.3 million Americans. The United States Census Bureau reported in 2002 that $40 billion in transfer payments were made between households of custody parents and other parents. That money, $40 billion, is under the direction and control of family court judges. In environments covered with confidentiality laws that protect the wrong people. Fathers are victims of this unjust system. Child support payments, even without having visits with their children, are choking the very life out of fathers. 3 fathers, of whom I am aware and have been in touch with, committed suicide in the last 12 months because they lost the opportunity to even visit with their children. These are crimes against humanity for financial gain. Rights are removed from parents, human rights, civil rights, and even religious rights. One illustration of what took place in my district is that after so many calls, I decided to call a meeting in one of the counties of my own district. I personally called 37 families that had been in touch with me who had all lost their children, grandchildren. I had them meet me in the library one Saturday morning. We started at 9 o'clock and we ended at 9 o'clock. We had 50 families standing outside the door that could not get in. We didn't have time to talk with them. There was incredible anguish and profound suffering from these families. Some children had been taken off the school bus, taken out of the hospitals, or taken out of their homes in the middle of the night, and even worse. It was just an incredible ordeal. These parents, trapped in the system, become like refugees. They're dazed and glazed and have no one of whom to turn. They do not know what to do, and the loss of their children is devastating. After having worked in this arena for several years, I do not believe that a single child comes out whole after having been in this system. Many foster children make up the homeless population of today. I introduced legislation, Senate Bill 415, in my last session, A substitute bill was written at the last minute by the chairman of the Judicial Committee. All the strong points of my bill had been compromised. I was told, accept it, Senator. At least you will get your some legislation passed. And I answered with, obviously, you do not know me. I did not come to the Capitol to get legislation passed. I came to make a difference. What can be done? An independent audit should be called on every state of all Child Protective Services departments. I am in touch with congressmen and state officials, and the door may be possibly opening very slowly. A federal congressional hearing is needed. But let me add, due to the hundreds upon hundreds of cases that I've been called to consider, I placed calls to state senators, representatives in their respective states across the country, asking them to help me with certain families. And I was told, if I help that family, or if I help you, I will lose my job. Remove, abolish the federal and state financial incentives, and those are taxpayer dollars. Those dollars have turned CPS into a business that takes children and separates families for money. Open family court. Remove the confidentiality laws. Give parents their rights verbally and in writing. I even feel that to terminate the rights of parents, the case should be heard before a jury. Family rights and parents' rights must be protected. We do not need more influence, like the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's anti-parent, anti-child, and anti-common sense for the family. There has to be perseverance for any great reform, and great reform is needed in this area. As Charles Spurgeon put it, how do you tame a lion that is well fed? First, he must be brought down. Second, his stomach must be lowered. How do you tame Child Protective Services? It may be only by closing it completely and starting over at the beginning with pro-family values. In closing, let me remind you that there is case law from state appellate and federal district courts and up to the United States Supreme Court, all of which affirm the constitutionality of the rights of parents to actually be parents to their children. There's biblical law, too. It goes like this. Speak up for those who can't speak for themselves, and for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Thank you.
Okay. So, any question as to why she is assassinated by the CIA? There was a New World Order insider revealed a plan in 1969. A Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan. He is invited to attend a lecture by Dr. Richard Day in 1969. There were like 80 or 90 doctors allegedly in this meeting, and they weren't allowed to bring any paper or pen or record, But this Dr. Day had a really good, this Dr. Dunnigan had a really good memory. He took good notes when he got home from the lecture immediately, and notes stayed in his desk for almost 2 decades. Pulled them out, decided to make audio tapes of the information in 1989. And started talking about it after 20 years. Now, so the topics discussed about how they're going to pull this thing together. And this is not only just, there's many other steps that they're talking about, the protocols, the learned design, and so forth. But you had separate steps as well. Now, an example. Girls which should be encouraged, would be encouraged from playing with dolls, so they wouldn't think about babies. They would be encouraged to get out of on the soccer field instead, to do sports instead of being little girls. This was encouraged. This is why you have girls even today that are, this is the first girl that kicked an NFL or driving a race car, all this stuff, doing what men used to do. They're trying to get women to do what men used to do, to get them out of the home. This is done, this is planned by social engineers through Tavistock, a think tank in England. Tavistock controls all of our colleges. That's important to know. Tavistock set up our 1960s, 70s cultural change. That's pretty important. Working with CIA to bring drugs in to medicate the population. I think it's pretty important. Some of people may not, but I think it's pretty important that you have a cultural change by a think tank in England called Tavistock. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you who's involved with Tavistock. IPS, made up in 1963. MIT, you ever heard of MIT? Yeah. National Training Laboratories, Wharton School of Economics, University of Pennsylvania, the Heritage Foundation, another bunch of heretics, the Brookings Institute, Hudson Institute. You ever heard of these before? How about Rand Corporation, named after that heretic Ayn Rand, who, by the way, Ron Paul followed her heresy his whole career. He's a Rosicrucian anyway. He's another liar. The Club of Rome, which is for depopulation, is under Tavistock in connection. Kissinger, who's head of the Star Group. Star Group, five-pointed star, includes insurance, worldwide protocol, banking, real estate, high technology, cybernetics, HARP, and communication, so forth, and entertainment. There's where your Hollywood is controlled. That's pretty important. That has to do with all your TV, by the way. How important do you think that is? The Association for Human Psychology, ADHD, coming up. 1957, Club of Rome, depopulation, linked up to Association for Human Psychology. A pseudoscience psychology is worth a nonsense like philosophy. Rand Corporation connected to CIA and MKUltra. MKUltra at the University of Rochester and 85 plus other universities that take your children and turn them into killers, and or they take the smart ones and make them into scientists and other type of organizations and jobs. MKUltra. Ever heard of MKUltra? You all look it up. They use the college kids, the cream of the crop, as scientists, as psychologists, as social engineers, and others they use for methods you don't even want to know about. Stanford Research Institute, Harvard Psychiatric Clinic, Social Psychiatry, Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies, and Institute for Social Research, ISR. You have University of Wisconsin. All this goes into Tavistock, formed in 1921. And Tavistock is subservient, a think tank, to the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London, which is the Illuminati in London. Brother or sister to the Council of Foreign Relations in America. They're both Illuminati, formed in 1921. CFR in America, Rockefellers, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, Rothschilds, who were German, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, formerly. They've renamed themselves in the 1700s as Rothschild to give it a Jewish flavor. They're only part of the Round Table. The Round Table consists of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, United Nations, and the Gorbachev Foundation. They talk about all these subjects that are used to control, including ADHD, fraud, Child Protective Service, wars, same-sex marriage. Everything is under their control. Now, you got the idea. I just briefly talked about it. So now you get where the ideas come from for their social research projects to change the thinking of a nation. So, here's some of the things they come up with. Guns would be eliminated almost entirely, and the few that were allowed to have them for hunting would have to check them from officials. They already would cure 98% of all cancer. They could cure it. In addition, homosexuality would be encouraged. Anything goes. This is 1969. Now that is happening now. I mean, they're pushing it, man, hard. This is 1969 they planned it. Now they're going for the full throat. Cancer was created in a laboratory. HIV was created in a laboratory, Fort Detrick, Maryland, late 1970s. That's the truth. Cancer was produced, 20s or 30s in a laboratory. Actually, 1952-54, it was cancer cells were put into around the figure of 98 million Americans that were born in 1952-54, and the polio vaccine had cancer cells, and CDC confirms this. They could cure all the cancers. 98% of all cancers can be cured. They had the cures at the Rockefeller Institute. They would not be released because they were too many people in the world, they had to die of something. Now you know. Families would diminish in importance. People would be encouraged to live alone. Now remember this one. Remember what I just told you. I'm going to give you something else that Ruth Bader Ginsburg came up with. Euthanasia will be encouraged. They will use the demise pill to kill themselves. Did you hear what I said? Euthanasia will be encouraged. This is 1969. They will use the demise pill to kill themselves. I won't say that twice. Taking the pill is nothing, right? Everybody's used to it, right? What do you think the suicide rate for those into the Wicca and into the Ouija board and all that is and drugs? How about the 26 suicides per day of our veterans? 26 suicides per day of our veterans. All they got to do is take a pill and do it legally. Y'all better wake up out there. Births will be strictly controlled. You could not simply have children because you wanted them anymore. They tried this in China to see how it worked. They said stupid people would not eat correctly and exercise so they could die much earlier, and that's what they wanted. Private doctors will be eliminated. Doctors make too much money. They will make health care so expensive you must have insurance or be financially destroyed. They'd limit access to affordable medical care. Will make eliminating elderly much easier. They would stop hospitals from giving any charity care. New difficult-to-treat and diagnose diseases would come about as a means of population control. in comes your Bilderberg and Club of Rome. Running shoes and sports equipment would be made glamorous to make the smart people get into exercise and make them some kind of icon, LeBron running shoes or whatever. Man, there are people who kill people for this. Romantic music will not be put out anymore. All the old music will be brought back on certain oldies radio stations, and the young people will have their own radio stations. Old movies will be put again for the old people, not the new, not the young ones. Entertainment will be used to change and program the young people. The old people are important anyway, so don't care much about them. Entire meals will be made and put in grocery stores. Convenience stores will be made unhealthy. They wanted people there too lazy to fix their own meals or exercise to diet too early. They would make puberty come on earlier. That's happening now because of the GMO products. It is happening. They would, quote, induce heart attacks as a means of assassination. That's also being done. They will blend all religions, but Christianity had to go especially. Once the Roman Catholic is brought down, then the rest will go next. Then they will create a new religion. Family, I know from a separate investigation of my own that they're going to have a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. This is documented in their own textbook. A re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church will be a metamorphosis into the secular humanism and worship of Lucifer. I've got this documented. It's coming. They would change the Bible over time. Churches would help them. The education system will be restructured as a tool for indoctrination. Kids will spend more time in school but won't learn anything. Kids will have to specialize early on in their education, and changing their plans will be very difficult. Identification, IDs, will be required for all travel. They will implant IDs inside the skin so nobody could say they lost their IDs. Now, I know for a fact, I have the study, 1973... 4 years after this report, that Dr. Robert and Ralph Schwetzbell had come up with a program that was going to take a study homosexuals with an implanted device and transponder that would monitor their position, monitor conversations, and even affect their sexual impulses. At a distance, they could deliver an electrical shock anywhere in the world to their body. This is 1973 that they come up with this plant. I have a study. I have the study. And it worked. Dr. Delgado, Jose Delgado, and Ingraham followed up with other studies and implanted devices in the brain to control behavior. 1970s, 1980s. So this is confirmed. So now they have what's called digital tattoos that's funded by the health care bill. Get ready for the mark of the beast. For those who don't believe it, you got a rude awakening coming at you. That's why they have the tattoos on sports stars, Miss Kansas, and the in the world pageant, the U.S. pageant. Remember Miss Kansas? She had in a bathing suit, had the tattoo. All that's for to show how tattoos are normal. Why? Because they're going to put tattoos on your skin, and for your children, no problem. They got a Spider-Man tattoo that's going to slap on his arm, and that way you keep track of him. It will do the same thing that the study did in 1973. It will, in fact, tap into your soul. Your soul is energy. That's all it is, energy. That's you inside a physical body. Your spirit is the image of God. Animals don't have spirit, but they have souls. Certain soulish animals. Well, a human has a soul that separates you from all those spirits. Your soul is your personality, character. It's energy. Without the soul, the body is dead. It rots. Turns back to dust. But now you stick some other form of energy in there. You've got possession of a demonic entity. That's what they're looking for. Is that possession of that body like they had before the flood as Nephilim. Now you understand how deep this really goes. That's why they want a body that's going to last longer. So they can live longer in bodies. Because a demon is nothing more than a speck of light anyway. That's what a demon really is. And the fallen angels, the Sananda, Manuel, and Moria, Saint Germain, so-called ascended masters, are nothing more than orbs of energy that's been damned to hell for an eternity once the judgment comes. With a 100% chance of heading there. They're the ones that rule this world right now. Called the hierarchy. The fallen angels. The aliens, if you want to call them that, are a bunch of liars. They will be exposed for who and what they really are. This is the highest level of what's controlling our governments today. These are the ones that give the ideas through channeling and possession on what to do. It's not human. And they're not aliens. I'll continue. They will control who has access to information. Some books will just disappear or be changed. They will even have thieves steal certain books from the libraries. Drug use will be encouraged to encourage a jungle atmosphere. Meanwhile, police enforcement to put people in prison for drugs will be drastically increased. The drug use was then used to take away the families in the 1950s. They started bringing the drugs in from South America. Bush knows all about this. They used the oil platforms, CIA did, as a kind of drop-off points, and then to airports like in MENA, Arkansas, in Texas, and Arizona, and different places. Elaborate airports CIA set up to receive the drugs. The drug use was planned through Tavistock on how to distribute it. That's why they came up with the ghettos, certain other places. Put them all in one place and put the drugs out to medicate a population. I've talked about fluoride medication already last week. Continuing, food will be strictly controlled and people would be not allowed to grow their own. They would only give you enough food to give you what you needed, but hoarding food or growing food would be criminal activities. They didn't want anybody to be able to support those outside their system. Look up the Hoarding Act. Back in the early 2000s. All this can be confirmed. But they want you to know about this. You know why? Because when they come up with this lie that the Illuminati's been defeated, we finally arrested all the bankers, Bush has been moved out, Obama's been changed, whatever their nonsense they're going to come up with, we won. Family, that's going to be the biggest lie of all. When they have disclosure about this alien technology and nonsense like that. Yeshua, Yahuwah, whatever it is. That's the name of Sananda, the fallen angel. That's what he is. Look his stuff up. Look us up. Saint Germain, they call him. Financial reset, the economics expert. Forgiving all debt. That's where Nasara comes in. Council of National Policy set this up. The Council of Foreign Relations. They're coming with a big facade. Family, we're heading to the first seal right soon. Now, these theologians that say we're in the sixth, seventh trumpet, they're liars. Or they're poor researchers. Name it. They only have two choices. We're not even in the first seal yet. Seven seals of the tribulation. Then that brings 3.5 years. Then the second 3.5 years, the seven trumpets. The seventh trumpet brings the seven bold judgment of God upon this earth. A supernatural, transhumanized army is Armageddon. These like Hagee and all the rest of them, Hagee, Mark Blitz, and everybody else, that are coming up with, we're in Armageddon now, are lying. Or they're greatly disturbed. Because we're not even in the first seal yet. Armageddon is between Jesus Christ himself and a transhumanized supernatural army and Satan. That's at the end of the 7 years. But family, a lot of deception is going to happen between now and then. Armageddon's way down the road. What they're trying to do is take the end times events, like the Calvinists try to proclaim, and say that they're all complete back years ago. They're already through the 7 year tribulation. Really? We must have missed a whole lot of pain and death in the world since then. And what we've experienced is nothing like what's coming. See, God is going to remember all the sins that's not been forgiven. He's going to remember what's being done to the children in the name of democracy, in the name of freedom. He's going to remember what's really being done for the occult world that you've just listened to at the highest level to IMF. They're telling you that's what they're doing. They're doing numerology officially, for goodness sakes. That will be their demise. Family, pray against this. Form groups. Stop the legislations. And all we're doing is delaying this so that others can hear the gospel about Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Because judgment is coming, and there's no stopping it. It just depends, like musical chairs, which generation it's going to be. Now, this ADHD on the rise, but a lot of experts are saying it's a scam. Disinhibition, hyperactivity, disorganization, forgetfulness, distractedness, inattention. You ever notice those towers, they call cell phone towers, near your schools? Mm-hmm. That's ELF transmission. Now, later on this week, I'm not ready to right now. I'll confer with some people I talk to that are friends and listen to me regularly about talking about total population control and how they put out ELF transmission. How they can talk to you in your mind and implant memory and implant thoughts to those that are being targeted by using ELF or microwave technology. That's why the 26 suicides are being orchestrated, to kill off your troops that's returning. And those 80% have never seen combat or commit suicide in the military. There's reasons why. If you go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com, I have a study called The Suicide Conspiracy. Read it, decide for yourself. Also have where they have HPV. HPV vaccination has killed 144 girls plus and permanently injured over 25,000 plus. France, India, and Japan have stopped using HPV vaccination. Family, is part of the Club of Rome agenda of depopulation to sterilize your children. And these lying doctors, nurses, aren't telling you that. And the ones that don't know it, shame on them for not knowing it. But then again, they're concerned about their jobs, of course. But they won't be taking it, neither will their daughters. Because they know it's a fraud. HPV vaccination is used to sterilize your children. That's why they're trying to give it to young boys, too. Look it up. Governor Perry tried to pass it in Texas. He did for 2 months. Till groups were formed and stopped it. And they failed to make it mandatory. Why do you make mandatory vaccination? 2010, he failed to make it mandatory. Because the way they do it is they get one or two states to pass it, make it a law, and then five or six jump on it. Then someone else goes against it, and then the federal government steps in on it, and they make it federal. That's how they play these stupid games. You see. Now, I'm going to get back to ADHD here. I'm going to do, and I have all week to do it. If you want to hear about it, keep track of my broadcast here. Because all week I'm going to be hitting on this. Now, what I've talked about, I've given you enough knowledge that I can go through these news, and you see now how it's all playing out as of June the 30th, 2014. And that be today. Well, today, you got a case where the Supreme Court ruled in Hobby Lobby case dealing with how a dealing blow to birth control coverage. The Justice Department, the Supreme Court, they step in on it. They're making things happen for their purposes. Now, remember I talked about the homosexual agenda? See, the homosexuals don't know this. They don't know that they're being used for their own destruction and death. They don't understand this. Unloading, for example, Boy Scouts. Remember Boy Scouts, straight, all this? Boy Scouts lead thousands in New York City Pride Parade. Another article. Same-sex marriage earns new victories in federal court. There you go. I hate to tell you I told you so, but I told you so. There I said it. Police confiscate healthy baby because it was born at home. Man was arrested after his son skips church. And these articles are made national. Gay pride parade steps off across the United States. Dead Georgia mom's boy. This child died in a car. Is left in the car. It says here that the boy's mother was researching how kids die in cars before it happened, insinuating that it was set up that way. Pope Francis decrees that Christian salvation is only through the Roman Catholic Church. Now they're going to destroy the Roman Catholic Church, remember? So when they do that, that heads everybody that used to be Roman Catholic and now otherwise into the New Age movement. They don't have a choice. They won't have Roman Catholic doctrine anymore. It's coming. See, it's all being set up. Now, you heard the testimony of Senator Schaefer. I'm going to get into ADHD probably tomorrow in more detail. But I will tell you this. The term ADHD is a label that's used to characterize a list of psychosocial traits that psychiatry, which is a pseudoscience anyway, considers to be improper or abnormal in society. So they label it as mental illness, promotes it as a disease that requires treatment. Now, it's not a disease, despite claims of implications made by certain psychiatric or pharmaceutical organizations. Pharmacy, look it up. Pharmacy is a root word of pharmakia. Pharmakia, in Greek, means sorcery. You can't get no clearer than that. You're getting the point here. See, there's no credible scientific evidence that even shows the existence of what constitutes ADHD. And this is a biological or neurological disorder, brain abnormality, or chemical imbalance. There's no credible scientific evidence. It's all fabricated. And for a science, for a disease to exist, there must be tangible, objective, a physical abnormality. And that should be able to be determined by tests such as not limited to blood or urine, x-ray, brain scan, biopsy, whatever. But all reputable doctors agree that no physical abnormality, no disease in psychiatry, no test or brain scan exists to prove that a mental disorder is a physical disease. So you've got these disingenuous comparison types between physical and mental illnesses. Medicines are simply part of a psychiatry's orchestrated but a fraudulent public relations marketing type of campaign. And this is linked up to Child Protective Service. Aha. You see. A chemical imbalance Well, it's a shorthand term, actually. It's probably like drug industry derived. You know, there's a Dr. Mark Graff. He said, we don't, quote, we don't have tests because to do it, you'd probably have to take a chunk of brain out of somebody. Not a good idea. He is chair of the Committee of Public Affairs of the American Psychiatric Association in July 2005. And these behavioral characteristics of psychiatry created this unscientific disease have always been considered normal. Now it seems inattentive and hyperactivity means excessively active. What is excessive? So they're already hyperactive for kids, for goodness sakes. So you give him some kind of drug, he's calmed down. Yeah, you medicate him, fool. That's what we're talking about here. Man, y'all better wake up. Senator Schaefer talked about the International Rights of the Child. Well, I'm going to talk about it too. Y'all listen to me carefully here. She brought that up in the second segment that I brought out of her speeches. Now, I gave you some ideas about how detailed they are, how excruciatingly detailed these social scientists, these Illuminati, are in this New World Order. It's virtually irrefutable, what I'm telling you. People better wake up and get your guys off that stupid golf game and everything else on TV, soap operas and whatever else, and get real, because they're coming after you. And the secret societies think they're doing the right thing, and they're not. They're going to kill. Graveyard dead. All Freemasons and other secret society members, once they have total control, they'll die as if by some illness. I have this quoted, documented in the Illuminati's own planning process. Chapter 15, X-ray Victor, or the protocols. Look it up, or don't, suit yourself. But you better get wise to what you're dealing with and renounce that blood oath. You're not subject to the blood oath in the name of God that you took. When you renounce it, ask for forgiveness for taking it. Matthew 5, 33, 37. No oath is to be taken whatsoever. But once you renounce it, ask God for forgiveness, you're not under the control of that sin again. Then you're free to make the right decision. And that's to get out of there and take other Masons with you. Step two I talked about last week, that they're going to use to dismantle the family, dismantle patriotism that they already set up anyway, and individual liberty. That was step two. Dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Everything I've said now, everything that Senator Schaefer said, listen to what I'm going to tell you now. You had, and my regular listeners, you're going to hear this again. You've heard it already, but I got to bring it up once again to put it in proper perspective of the new information I gave out today and provided you with. Brock Chisholm, who is director of the United Nations World Health Organization between 1948 and 1953, he expressed the typical globalist view when he stated, and I quote Brock Chisholm, begin quote, "To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. They needed, before 1945, to fight World War I, World War II, they needed individualism. They needed loyalty to family tradition. They needed the national patriotism to foment the wars and support it. They needed religious dogmas to give people that spiritual sense, if you will. Then after 1945, as planned by Tavistock to take down America over a period of two generations. It began. To now head toward world government, which will be put together by World War III, finally. The real one, not the fake one these theologians say is coming up now. And political knotheads. It's not between Russia and China and America and all that. That's baloney. World War III, the real one, will be between Islam and political Zionism. That's coming. It was planned in 1873 by Albert Pike, a Freemason. You got it now? So after 1945, they then needed to start stripping down the United States and remove from the minds of men individualism. Take away loyalty to family tradition. To reduce, eliminate national patriotism. And change out and destroy religious dogmas on a long-term basis. Everything has been designed for that to happen. That's why Korea was to lose. That's why Vietnam, they were never allowed to win for that very reason. And the Rockefellers funded war anti-war demonstrators to start taking out the pride, sovereignty, by design. Agent Orange was in fact used to start the cancer by design. Wall Street provided the necessary equipment, weaponry to the Russians that it would provide the VC. Our military-industrial complex did that, including a glycerol factory, specifications given to Russia in 1966, so they could make glycerol a major element needed for booby traps in Vietnam, which accounted for 50% of our casualties, of the 58,000 that died. Half of them was by booby traps. Booby traps set up, the detonators were by glycerin, given to them by Russia. Russia received the specifications for a glycerol factory because of what the State Department did by design. Well, I got the evidence here. The pamphlet they put out in 1966 to make sure that they wouldn't boycott, that the military-industrial complex wouldn't boycott Russia and Eastern Bloc countries because of patriotism. Because that was set up, they're able to provide the equipment, glycerol factory, everything to Russia. Russia provided the VC. That's what happened. Same thing in Korea. State Department used the 7th Fleet, our own fleet, to blockade the free Chinese of 500,000 men to not allow them to invade communist China and make it free again. State Department made sure that didn't happen under orders of the Vatican. Now, international rights of the child. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she just can't keep her happy little face out of the news now, can she? Evil to the core. Ayn Rand on steroids. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice during the Clinton administration. Y'all know Billy Bob Clinton, right? Bill Clinton, article in my June 30th newsletter. Bill Clinton, states should experiment with marijuana legalization, unquote. That Bill Clinton, a Luciferian, just like Pat Buchanan, all the rest of them are Luciferians. Worship of Lucifer, just like Bush and all the rest of them. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was Supreme Court Justice during his reign, and she wrote a report to the U.S. Commissions on Civil Rights in 1977. Ruth Bader Ginsburg based her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and her previous court opinions, which are worthless, has stated that the federal government should, and I quote, one, summarized, provide comprehensive child care. That was to get the children out of the home. 1978, she sent this out. The federal government should provide comprehensive child care. Number two, to change the homestead law to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. In other words, split the families and marriages. Now go back to what I said a little while ago. I told you, remember? About having people live alone. There you go. Man, this is slam dunk. Number three, draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. The purpose of this was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. And all the sexual assaults, like 12,000 in 2011, 15,000, now if they came out with homosexuals could join the military, now you come out open. Billy Bob Clinton said, don't ask, don't tell. Then Obama said, now you can tell. 15,000 sexual assaults, male to male. 11 or 12,000 female. This is to destroy the U.S. forces by the Illuminati. Well, June 2013, Panetta fulfilled this requirement. He lifted the ban for women to go to frontline units. They're putting them in artillery units. The military, the Marine Corps, came out with a group of planning to bring them into combat training. It didn't do so well. Of course, the Joint Chief of Staff already knew that anyway. Because those liars up there work for the Illuminati, not for America. They lose their soul somewhere along the way to become general. Their soul goes away. Number four was to eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner and wife as a homemaker. Integrate all male, all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities and sororities. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. What I read you just a little while ago. Boy Scouts are leading the way for the homosexual, transgender, pride parade. They have accomplished everything. I have shown you slam dunk. Game over. Checkmate. On what was said in the past, I've given you exact example of what they're doing now. You know that Elton John said, and I quote, Jesus would approve of same-sex marriage, unquote. Family is hitting you with both barrels. You don't think this is supernatural? You better wake up, because it is. And they're coming across hard and fast. Family, we're coming to the end of the program. Tomorrow I'm going to pick up where I've left off here about International Rights of the Child. And I'll summarize tomorrow to make sure it meshes together. And I have some articles to read you, a summary of the International UN Convention on the Child, on how they're going to take your children. I would think people would be interested in that, but I don't know. They're too busy with outside activities to worry about their children, I guess. Because there's ways to delay it. There's ways to win for a temporary period of time. But there's time coming when God's going to say, that's enough. I've had enough. And boy, we're going to get it. It's a supernatural war that we're in. I'm also going to talk about zero population and public education in detail. You got to know the enemy and how to fight. That's a good intelligence estimate. And then you fight. Fight by prayer, fasting, forming together, stopping legislation. There's other ways to do it. Military coup will never work because always they control both sides of the violence. Always. No exception. Rick Joyner, Boykin, Wesley Clark, all these are proof of that. They're not patriots. They're Luciferians. Rick Joyner, General Boykin, they're Knights of Malta. Right there in itself is enough. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. That you can rest assured. When? Nobody knows. It's not for us to know. It's for us to be ready no matter when. Well, tomorrow I'll have a little bit of a summary, and then we're going to get into it again tomorrow. And all this week, I'm just going to start nailing it. Hit the ground running every day. I've got also, we're played randomly up in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey by John Kirkler. HighPointRadio.net. That's HighPointRadio.net. And he plays us on a random basis. And that's HighPointRadio.net at New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got like three towers he plays us. Also, WatchmanForJesus.com. My website, you can go there. And I use it mainly, really, for my broadcast. I have some studies there. And they're quite extensive studies that keep you busy. You know, but right now, the King James Bible is the main thrust, the main point. And the only truth you're going to get is in that Bible. You better start memorizing, because when it goes, it goes. Then you got to write it on your heart when you start witnessing to others. The name of Jesus, not Yeshua, not Yahweh, but Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is a true Son of God and God incarnated human flesh. And boy, he's coming back. This is real as you'd give any four-star general, any kind of briefing and any kind of CFR meeting. This would be a briefing that's going to happen. I think they want to know that. Well, they're going to find out no matter what. Y'all have a good night. Know that you win through Jesus. God bless. Good night. Tonight, 9 to 11, I'll also have a broadcast, Revelation Radio Network. You can hear it on my channel, Revelation Radio Network, 9 to 11. Tonight, I'll have another broadcast, part 2. So, good night and God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off. Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.